In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Week is a sacred time for us to truly draw close to our Lord and our Blessed Mother as we reflect upon the profound mysteries of our faith in our Lord's love for us to enter into the Passion, to suffer so for us, and to die on the cross so that we might share in the benefits of the redemption and share in the inheritance of eternal life. And this week gives us much to reflect upon as we lead up to the Easter Triduum. And today's gospel especially is very profound in revealing insights to us on the nature of sin. And we see in the gospel the setting up of the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. And the interesting thing to point out is that even before Judas went to betray Jesus, we see that Satan enters him. This reveals the church's teaching that one can sin by thought alone, and that Judas had already decided he was going to betray Jesus. He had already decided that at this moment, he decides he's going to betray Jesus over to the Jews. And the gospel clearly says, and Satan entered him. And then at this point, Jesus, recognizing Judas's intention, says, what you are going to do, do quickly. And sadly, Judas leaves, and it is night. It is always night when we leave Jesus. It is always darkness when we turn away from Jesus and choose sin. It is always sorrow and sadness when we abandon Jesus. And we are reminded today of the great evil of sin, and truly when we abandon our soul, when we turn away from the grace of God, the light of God, to choose sin, we become, as it were, a host for Satan. The gospel clearly says Satan entered him, and in his decision to commit this sin, this crime of betraying our Lord and Savior. We also reflect that God's love and mercy for us is infinite, and that he waits for each of us to return to him. If we have sinned, if we have fallen, if we have betrayed our Lord, God has not abandoned us, but he always waits for us to return to him. And that is the wonderful gift of mercy that we celebrate also on Good Friday, the mercy of God waiting for us to return to him, to turn away from our sins, and to begin once again to follow him anew. May our Blessed Mother grant us that grace to truly keep our hearts, our eyes, always united to Christ, that we may never abandon him and choose sin over our Lord, but that we may always be faithful to him to the very end. May she grant us the grace to continue to have to grant us many graces during this Holy Week, that we may truly make it a Holy Week in which our lives and our hearts are united to our suffering Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.